Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. Tomorrow, we start with a new law in the state of California that is going to cause a lot of headaches for a lot of people who are good drivers, but you can't use your cell phone anymore because this state will constantly tell you what to do and tell you what to do until it becomes a police state, evidently. Can't smoke while the kids are in the car. You can't smoke in Beverly Hills, 5 feet from a restaurant. You can't smoke in Calabasas in your apartment. And you can no longer drive around the state of California with a cell phone in your hand. And I've been doing that for probably 10 years or so. Never got into a car accident over it. I've seen some people get in car accidents over it, but they're SE drivers. And that's what happens to crappy drivers. They get into accidents. But it is, it's over. Starting tomorrow, the cops will have a new law to be able to pull you over and harass you. And God forbid, man, you're talking on that cell phone, a cop sees you, pulls you over, you've had a couple of beers, it could turn into a pretty quick DUI. So I don't know what the solution is. You know, I mean, the hands-free thing that I have in my car is great, but a lot of people haven't, you know, the law starts 4 hours, a little less than 4 hours from now, and a lot of people haven't thought about it. You know, a lot of people have been putting it off and putting it off, and you better get to a store tonight if you want to drive hands-free tomorrow, because starting tonight at midnight, that's when the cops are evidently going to start giving tickets. But what I'd like to do is, at least for the first couple minutes here, is talk to some police officers. And we're not going to give, you know, what division or what police agency you work for. But what have you been told by your supervisors or your commanding officers? Are you supposed to be writing those tickets out tonight at midnight? Is there a grace period? Will we get a warning to begin with? Is it 2 weeks of warnings? Is it a month of warnings? So if you're a police officer or you work with the state and you're pretty familiar with the law, it would be a great service to all of our listeners so we can figure out what the hell is going on tomorrow or tonight starting at midnight. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. Again, if you're in law enforcement, maybe your husband's in law enforcement or your wife, and you know the rules, you know what's going to happen starting at midnight tonight. We don't like to be brought up to speed. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This story is on ABC News, comes out of Fresno, California. California's new cell phone law goes into effect Tuesday, and it bans drivers from having phones up to their ears while driving. Our exclusive Action News poll conducted by Survey USA shows 61% of people already have cell phones that can be used hands-free. And of those who don't, 24% say they'll buy a device before the deadline, which is in less than 4 hours. Let's see here. Depending on the law enforcement agency, you might get ticketed for text messaging as well. So if you're texting somebody, you can get nailed too.
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's unreal, huh? It's like we're all being treated as, you know, effing children. You know, you can't use that. You can't use your cell phone, and you know, you can't even use your onboard navigation. You know, those things shut down after you go like 5 miles an hour. So even the passenger can't use it. You got to pull over and use those things. It's not even worth having anymore. Tuesday is the law, and even though there's a loophole regarding text messaging, at least one local agency who catches you texting will write you up. Look at that. In just a matter of hours. Less than 4 hours. If you don't have a hands-free phone, you can't use it on the road. It sounds bizarre, but for now, text messaging is not included in the law. But Fresno police, if you're driving through Fresno up to Oregon or Washington, said they'll be issuing tickets for texting anyway. They don't give a rat's ass. That doesn't say that here in the article. That was commentary. They say that if you are, let me see, typing in the driver's seat, you're distracted. And it's Chief of Police, Chief Dyers, said the department's position is that hands-free is the key phrase. And if you're texting, you're going to get nailed. Now, it goes on here. It says, Tuesday, section 23123 will be added to the vehicle code. It reads, here's the exact law. A person shall not drive a motor vehicle while using a wireless telephone unless that telephone is configured to allow hands-free listening and talking and used in that manner while driving. A trailing bill that would include text messaging was introduced last week by the same author who wrote the bill. So I guess they'll just keep hammering us here, right, until we move to another state? Is that right? Fresno police say officers are not being told to target cell phone drivers just to look out for the violation. You're right. Who believes that? This is not going to make any. This is not going to make speeding go away. It's not going to make red lights go away. Those are primary offenses that cause a lot of collisions, but also cell phones cause collisions. Well, that's not true. Cell phones don't cause collisions. The a-hole on the cell phone, he causes the collision. Tomorrow, drivers under 18 cannot use a cell phone at all while driving, hands-free or not. So if you're under 18 years of age and you're using a cell phone in that car, it doesn't matter if it's hands-free, feet-free, you know, ass-free, I don't know what it is, you're going to get a ticket.
Oh.
Speaker phones built into your phone are allowed. Drivers are still allowed to dial their phones, but cannot put the phone to your ear to talk. So you can still dial your phone, but you can't put that phone up to your ear. I don't know. Seems like it's time to move to Oregon. Need another Mayflower here, gang, and another country. David in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man. Are you a cop?
Yeah, I'm actually on duty right now.
Oh, good for you. And probably violating the department policy by listening to the show, right?
More than likely.
Okay.
We actually, strangely enough, had roll call tonight around 5:45 at night, and
right.
They provided roll call training on this topic and the section that's going to be added at midnight. And just a joke between some of the guys that were going out and working tonight was, see how many you can write in between midnight and 3 o'clock when we get off.
Oh, is that right?
So,
is there a prize for the guy who writes the first one?
If there's a prize, I don't know about it, but it was definitely spoken about in the parking lot before anybody went out.
And how common is this when you're out patrolling, and I'm not sure what part of Southern California you were in,
South L.A.
South L.A., okay. How common is it to see people on the cell phone while driving?
Oh, it's so common. It's so common that you pull somebody over and they don't even get off the cell phone. They'll be like, you can't believe what I'm doing right now. And they'll be like, what? Getting a ticket. Then you'll be standing right there the whole time. You'll be like, can you get off the phone for a second?
Okay, I got a question for you. Let's say a guy is at a stoplight.
Okay.
All right, and he's not driving. But he picks up that cell phone, answers it, and puts it down before he drives again. Is that illegal?
I would say that if he did get a ticket, that would definitely be an arguable, case for him
sure.
to take to traffic court.
Yeah, but you know the cops are the law is kind of crazy that way. For instance, I've had a friend who fell asleep in his car and he was drunk. And he didn't get a ticket for drunk driving because the keys were in the ignition. He had lost his keys. But the cop said if the keys were in the ignition or even on his person while he's drunk sleeping in the car, he can get arrested for DUI.
Oh, I've actually arrested two or three people. They were all gangsters, but they were all asleep behind the wheel. Car passed out. One had the car and drive with his foot on the brake.
Jesus.
In a parking lot, but the other two were keys in the ignition and running.
Yeah, those are some, tired gang members, man.
Exactly. You can even get, I'm not sure a lot of people know about it, but you can get DUI bicycle. If you're on a bicycle and you're drunk, you can get popped for drunk driving. That goes down on your record the same
Jesus
as.
Jesus Christ.
Have you written a guy up on his bike?
Another gangster, but yes.
All right. What about skateboarding?
No, we don't really deal with too much of that. We're on a sign, but I'm sure, like, out in the valley, they probably have crazy skateboard ordinances.
Yeah, I know there was a woman in New Jersey that got arrested for tooling around in her electric wheelchair while she was drunk.
Are you serious?
Yes, yeah, serious, Doug. I read that.
That's crazy, and yeah. I'm from the East Coast.
All right, Babu. Well, be safe out there, and if you see... I'm gonna give you my license plate off the air. So if you see me buzzing around, just look the other way.
All right, yeah, I don't think you have any worries.
Okay. All right, thanks, dude.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, folks. You've heard it. There's a challenge now on, at least with one department or, you know, one division, and I'm not sure if he was at LAPD or Sheriff's Department, but if they want to see who can write the most amount of tickets between midnight and 3 a.m. So tonight, not a good night to sit around and talk on that cell phone. Ron in San Diego, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, this new law, yeah, we're going to be enforcing it pretty aggressively. I mean, the reason for the law is a lot of accidents have involved people on cell phones, so they've asked us to enforce it, and we're definitely going to be going out there and doing that.
But wouldn't one of the other ways to treat this is sort of like, like a DUI, where if you hit somebody when you're drunk and that causes bodily injury, that penalty is increased if it's not like just a fender bender. If somebody gets hurt, the penalty increases. Is that right? We're losing you there, dude. But that would be one way to treat it, where if somebody gets caught or somebody has an accident and they discover that they were on the phone, then yeah, then charge them more. But to punish everybody in the state of California, every single driver, because of some a-holes who can't, handle their phone, is just outrageous. Let's talk to Chris in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1. How are you?
I just wanted to say, I think that's kind of ridiculous for them to say that you can't text on the phone, but you can dial a number on the phone. I think you're doing the same act, Tim. You know what I mean?
It is. Exactly the same.
So, I mean, I don't understand it. For that cop that just called that should be out enforcing laws, keeping murderers off the street, I would challenge him and ask him, when he signed up to be a police officer, to ride around with a badge and a gun, did he do that to, hunt down murderers, or did he do it to hunt down cell phone users?
Yeah, and their job is to serve and protect. I'm not sure what they're doing here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, do you have a hands-free device?
Yes, I just bought one today, so I guess, certain phone carrier stock has just increased.
Right.
Which is probably a result of the stimulus in the market, so.
You bet, man. All right, well, so, keep it in your ear, dude.
All right, thanks,
Sam. Thanks for calling. And what are you listening to there in the background? What is that? Turn that up. This law goes into effect tonight at midnight. The law, the section number is 23123, and it reads that a person shall not drive a motor vehicle while using a wireless telephone unless that telephone is configured to allow hands-free listening and talking and is used in that manner while driving. It is outrageous that we're all being punished for the accidents of a few a-holes. Let's talk to Nick in Ontario. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right. You're a cop?
No, my brother's actually a cop, and they got a contest to see who's the closest to midnight to give a ticket.
Jesus Christ. Is that
right? And I think it's a ploy by the companies to sell more of these wireless things.
Yeah, it might be, huh?
And I think John and Jeff should try to get some people pulled over on their shift.
Right. Yeah, well, at the moment they get on the air, because they're syndicated. Well, this is only a California law. So, an hour into their show, so people are going to be getting nailed.
Right.
All right, Tim. Thanks for calling, dude. All right, there he goes, everybody. Here are the phone numbers if you want to chime in on this. But according to California state law, tonight at midnight, that is the deadline. You will no longer ever, ever again be allowed to drive around while on a cell phone. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. And I wonder how many people will be talking on their cell phone tonight around, 5 minutes to midnight. And the witching hour comes up and goes, whoop, gotta go. It's a great way to get out of a conversation with a girlfriend. Like, I'd love to sit here and rap with you, but it's illegal, man. Hey, now, Gina Grad, who is back with us from Washington, D.C., I see you driving home on Wilshire. We all leave around the same time. And I've seen you driving. Maybe you stopped at Highland or La Brea or whatever. You're always on the cell phone. 100% of the time I see you driving around, you're on the cell phone.
I'm a multitasker, Tim. I got people to talk to.
All right. Now, do you have a hands-free device?
I do, and I hate it with a passion. It's one of those stupid little earbuds.
Right.
And it hurts so bad, but I use it. I leave it in the car because I am not getting popped for this. They're not going to get me.
They're going to get you.
No. I've been through too much with the fuzz. They're not getting me for this.
The fuzz.
The popos.
I don't know what year you're calling him from. The fuzz.
The 5-0.
All right. Let's talk to a guy in, I don't know where he is, Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Oh, there he goes. He's off the air. Randy in Watts. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Jimmy, my boy.
Hey, look at you, dude.
You know, this is nothing but a bunch of a way for them to make some money. Yeah. I got one of these Bluetooth things, and if I'm not holding my cell phone up towards my head, I can't talk to you. Now, right now, you can hear me pretty good. Now, watch you move this thing away from me here. You barely...
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Are you driving right now?
Yeah, I'm driving right now with it, and I'm trying to talk to you. The further the phone is away from me,
right,
the less I can hear you. So I got to take the phone and put it within like 2 or 3 feet of my ear to make it work. And I mean, and these guys are just—it's a way for them to make some money. I mean, I know it's caused a lot of accidents, but the reality of it is, California is in debt. This is a $20 ticket that's going to end up about $100 and some odd. And these guys are betting on who's going to... Then another thing, by the time he shoots the lights on you, by the time you pull over, you can get rid of the phone. Rules approved of you. Where's the phone at?
Yeah, no, I know. And you know what? What happens if you had, like, if you were holding a sandwich up to your head? Are you going to take it for that?
Yeah, I mean, a church's chicken or something, you know?
Well, yeah, whatever you eat. I don't know what you're eating. But, in my case, it's a sandwich. But let's say you have a tape recorder, one of those little handheld tape recorders, and you hold that up to your ear or, to listen to it. You get arrested for that or pop for that. And, this is going to happen. Randy, we have a bad connection, so we're going to press on. But you know what's going to happen? Somebody tonight in Southern California will be driving with the cell phone in their ear, and not a hands-free device, and because they don't know the law and because they aren't, they ignore a lot of crap in life, they're going to be pulled over, and somebody tonight in Southern California is going to go to jail for a DUI just because they were talking on a cell phone. Trust me, it's going to be a news story tomorrow. I guarantee it's going to happen tonight. And, you better have Miles L. Berman's phone number on you if you're driving around with that cell phone. You're going to jail, man. Alfonso on the 60 freeway. You're on 97.1.
How you doing, bud?
All right, how you?
Good. No, I was just calling in to let you guys know. I'm a truck driver. I agree with this law 100%. As it is, people, it's a privilege to drive, I think. Do we have the license and everything? And there's a lot of people out there I see them all the time, getting on the on-ramp with their phone on the left ear. Wait till the last second, and then they look over to see if somebody's there.
Right.
Sometimes.
Let me ask you, Alphonse, I know there's a lot of a-holes out there. Before there were cell phones, there were a-holes out there. Do you own a gun?
No, sir.
Do you think it's guns that kill people or people that kill people?
People that kill people.
Right. So if that's your belief, then isn't it the people with the cell phones are flying into other people? It's not the cell phones.
No, it's not. I mean, it's the people. That's why they're going to...
I know, but we should do it. Maybe there should be a test that you have to pass and see if you're coordinated enough and smart enough and can multitask, like Gina Grad here, and you have the ability to do two things at once, like talk on the phone and actually drive a car. I have it. Gina's got it. Randy's on it all the time. Although you get in accidents all the time, huh?
I'm not that great of a driver.
Were you on a cell phone when you got in your last accident?
No, but I dropped my cell phone.
While you were... Wait, you had it in your hand?
No, I went to pick it up. I dropped it on the floor, and then I reached down, and then I looked up, and then boom.
Oh, so you got an accident because you went to look for the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, Tim, don't believe anything he says, because he told me he got in the accident because of a sneeze.
You shouldn't be driving, dude. You should be on a bus or on a bicycle. You're dangerous. All right, we'll take some more of your phone calls here. According to the law here, the brand new law. A person shall not drive a motor vehicle while using a wireless telephone unless that telephone is configured to allow hands-free listening and talking and is used in that manner. It's outrageous that we all have to suffer now because of 1,000 a-holes in California. Now 40 million people have to change their lives because of a-holes. It's unreal. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Come midnight, 3.5 hours from now, you will not be able to talk on that cell phone, or at least raise it to your ear, without a hands-free device, or you stand a chance of getting caught and ticketed. And while they say the ticket's going to be a $25 ticket, I've heard other reports it could be a $94 ticket when all said and done. But it's a pain in the ass. And you got to go to court. And it's going to appear on your record. It's not going to appear as a moving violation, but it will appear on your record. And if you have three or four of those, you know, the insurance company's going to look at it and go, I don't know why we should insure this guy. He's continuing to drive around with this that cell phone in his hand. So it's going to be a pain in the ass. Governor Schwarzenegger signed the bill by Joseph Simichian. Simichian. S-I-M-I-T-I-A-N. Guess what? Republican or Democrat? Randy, take a shot. Republican or Democrat?
Democrat?
Gina, Republican or Democrat?
I guess I'm going to go with Democrat, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Fantastic.
Yeah. He's up in Palo Alto. Probably, you know, with his nipples hard come midnight tonight. He'll be rubbing his nipples you know, enjoying himself. He can't wait until midnight tonight when a stupid law kicks in. He's probably just sitting up. He probably has a party at his apartment in Palo Alto. You know, 400 people there in his stupid apartment. And they're going to have a countdown to a hands-free. That's what's going to happen tonight at this clown's apartment. Oh, man, oh, man.
They're having a rave about the cell phones.
Yeah. Condoms all over the place, lube all over the joint.
Fantastic.
They're going to be so excited.
Oh.
Be pinching each other's nipples.
Hey, can you believe it? Oh, we got it passed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hands free!
Oh. Time to move to Oregon, everybody. Pack up your crap, pack up a U-Haul, and let's go. It's over. And then Davis. Is it Governor Davis or Schwarzenegger? Same guy. But he said the simple fact is it's dangerous to talk on your cell phone while driving. CHP data show that cell phones are the number one cause of distracted driving accidents. Governor Schwarzenegger, that's what his name is. Same guy. You know, you can put Governor Davis or Schwarzenegger up there. It's the same dude. I made a mistake 6 years ago of really getting behind the Schwarzenegger, thinking the guy was a Republican, and he ain't. He's just like Governor Davis. So getting people's hands off their cell phones and onto the steering wheel is going to make a big difference in road safety. And then he says this, the hands-free cell phone will save lives. Not will probably. He sees the future. Will save lives by making our roads safer. And he wants to thank Senator Hardnipples for authoring this bill and his commitment to the safety of fellow Californians. Gang, it is time to get on the Mayflower and press on. And we all need to go down to San Pedro, get on some kind of boat, and find a new free place to live. Because this ain't it anymore. Let's talk to Laura and Brea. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
How are you? I love the show.
Thanks, baby.
Hey, I just want to say that I live in North Orange County, Brea, and people over here, that law is moot. You know why? They're not going to miss a beat. You know why?
Hmm.
Because there are so many people driving around with the illegally tinted dark limo shade driver tint.
Right.
So you have to see the people to be able to see if they're on the cell phone. And you cannot see these people.
Right. Well, that's illegal to do, too.
It is, but they don't enforce it. There's so many cars around my area, North Orange County. I was really kind of surprised over the years, maybe 5 years, 6 years, whatever it is. I have my car tinted, but I didn't go there with the driver's side window, only because the state gets enough of my money and I didn't want to get,
It sounds like this law is making you nervous.
No, I don't even own a cell phone.
Oh, boy.
But you have to see the people to pull them over. So the people that have the windows where you can't even see them, I mean...
Do you have a DVD player?
Yes.
Do you have a computer?
No.
You do not?
No, I do not.
You haven't bought it? You know, this internet, I'm with you. I think it's going to be... I think it's a fad.
I use a computer across the street.
Where is that?
At a community center.
Oh, Bobo.
Super fast internet connections.
Please,
gotta
baby.
Love it.
Oh.
For free. For as long as I want.
And where's the guy in your life? You married? Single woman?
I am single.
Single
you know
woman.
Anybody for me?
How old are you?
I am 53.
Yeah. What are your likes and dislikes?
Oh, gosh. I love comedy shows. I love music, jazz.
What's your favorite comedy show?
Oh, my favorite comedy show. All kinds, but you know what I really like is impersonations. I love impersonations.
I give you a guy's number in Toluca Lake.
Oh, geographically undesirable.
Well, he'd probably say the same. All right, baby, we thank you for calling, darling.
Okay, babe.
All right, there she goes, man. All right, Francisco in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello.
Hey.
I think at the beginning of your show, you mentioned that they won't be ticketing for text messaging, right?
Well, they're going to try to get that law passed in the next couple of days.
Because, I mean, you would have thought they would have done that before they actually did the cell phone thing.
Yeah, but you know, they should also ban, and I'm not sure that, you know, that we all need a law for this, too. But you ever see these chicks putting on makeup while they're driving?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't that be against the law as well?
Yeah, I think that's more dangerous than being on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, you're literally taking...
being distracted.
Yeah, you're taking lipstick, you're looking at your lips, and it's much more distracting. You're doing your eyeliner on the way to work. Gina, you probably do that all the time, right?
Here's the thing, though. I wouldn't recommend it for novices. I am a pro at this.
Right.
And I'm talking the eyeliner on the inside of the eye.
While you're driving?
Yeah.
Or at a stoplight?
Well, it depends.
Right. But that's it's still, I mean, isn't that much more distracting than talking on a cell phone? Shouldn't that be illegal too?
Here's the thing. I've gotten in more close calls trying to plug in the damn hands-free plug than I ever have, like, putting my mascara on.
You know what I do? I've almost gotten in a couple accidents, but it's not because I'm on the cell phone. It's because I'm eating, like, Jack in the Box tacos. So now drive-thru is going to become illegal? If they see you driving around with food and eating at the same time, you're going to get a ticket for that? Is everyone going to get a ticket who doesn't have two hands on the wheels and the radio off? That's what it's going to come down to. Let's talk to Chris on the 10 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hey, big fan, Bob.
Hey, thanks, dude. Very, very.
Hey, and that rapping intro kills me every time.
Which intro?
Hey, your intro, the rapping intro.
Oh, with Adam Macadocious.
That kills me, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Hey, you know, what did we do just not too long ago when we didn't have cell phones? I think it's the least we could do here is plug something into our ear to have the right to use a cell phone, you know?
Well,
how long ago?
Yeah, the reason why, 10, 15 years ago, why we could all get by without cell phones is because the traffic wasn't as bad. Now, yes, that's absolutely true. Listen, I've been living here for 45 years. I don't know how long you've been in Los Angeles, but the traffic's gotten much worse in the last 20 years. But 20 years ago, you could slide around Los Angeles pretty quickly. Now you can't. Now you get stuck in traffic all the time, and you need a cell phone with you just to tolerate that traffic.
Mm.
It's true.
Oh.
All right, dude. Yeah, you have no argument left. Just admit it. Dusted another one. Look at that. Lewis and Vernon, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, love your show.
Ah, thank you, Tim.
Thank you for having me. I just want to know if this law applies to commercial truck drivers.
Yes.
I am a commercial truck driver, and I heard they said it won't.
I heard that it is.
It is, huh?
Yeah. Now, what about CBs? Can you still use a CB?
Yeah, I don't care much about the CBs. I do have one in my truck. I hardly use it only when I'm in the plant and, you know, they tell you back up door number one or whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this affects truck drivers as well. I can't imagine why it wouldn't.
Well, my pet peeve is people driving in the slow lane, you know, because we're only supposed to use the two far lanes in California.
I know, the number one, number two lane, right?
Yeah, and the
no, actually, the, yeah, the far, too far right lane.
45, yeah.
I know. You know, I feel bad for you guys because in this traffic, I can't imagine how annoying it is for these guys to cut you off and get in front of you, you know, every time you stop.
Oh, it's a bitch.
Yeah, that's the worst. I try not to do that to truck drivers because I know how irritating that must be.
Well, there's a lot of times you got a lot of sensitive load. You can't hit the brakes.
I know.
You know, a shift flies up against the cab and you're done.
I know. No, he said shift.
It's always a truck driver's fault, you know.
Right. Yeah, the load shifts, right?
Yeah, and you're done.
Yeah, as long as you throw an F in there, we're fine. All right, Babu, you're the best, man.
All right.
All right, you call us again. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Everybody listening right now, every single person listening in the state of California right now, you have 3 hours and 20 minutes left to get that phone call in, and you better be on hands-free, or else you're going to get nailed by the California Highway Patrol or your local cops. And here's the law. A person shall not drive a motor vehicle while using a wireless telephone unless that telephone is configured to allow hands-free listening and talking and is used in that manner while driving. So good luck, everybody. You can do what I did and get one of these parrot devices for your car. Had it installed last week. It's beautiful. Won't get a ticket. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. In exactly 3 hours and about 15 minutes, no longer can you put that cell phone up to that head of yours. You're going to get a ticket. Larry in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
All right.
Everyone out there? What's going on?
Are you a police officer?
Yes, we're fairly county.
I got two questions for you.
Okay.
If you go to pull somebody over with a cell phone, talking on the cell phone, and they decide, F it, they don't want to stop, they're going to hit the gas and speed away, are you told to pursue them?
Man, you can't do that. That's so funny. That's Hollywood, brother. That's not realistic in L.A.
Wait, but what happens?
Well, depending on what policy, on the agency you're with, the policies are different.
What is your policy? Your department?
No. Not for an infraction. Infraction is not going to be authorized by a supervisor for any kind of pursuit.
So, what happens to the guy? Let's say you go to pull over a guy who's he's talking on a cell phone. You hit the lights, and he says, F you, and he speeds away. Do you then just write his license plate number down?
No. Well, I mean, if he can articulate in writing his driving and his driving abilities, and if he comes out all skewed to the right, you know, he's got different, you know, if he can articulate impaired driving or possibly impaired driving, if he can articulate facts to pursue him,
right,
then you can go ahead and for a pursuit. But he can't do it solely on the basis of him talking on the phone.
Right, but let's say a guy does speed away. He's not impaired or anything. He just doesn't want to deal with you. Do you then write his license plate number down and deal with him later?
But you wouldn't know that. So if he's still in the way, he's driving fast, he's driving erratical, he's driving dangerously, then more than likely you're going to be able to pursue him because you don't know what you have.
Oh,
I see.
Because
maybe we may have a fleeing felon. You never know.
I see. Well,
that's how most traffic stops, you know, go.
Because, see, I think this law is going to actually kill a lot more people than they think.
I don't know, because you got a lot of, our unlicensed driver's rate and the suspended license.
Yeah, but those guys are going to hit the gas. They're not going to stop for you guys.
Well, hey, depending on most agencies aren't going to pursue anyone or authorize a pursuit for something of such a low factor.
Right.
They don't, just for a cell phone in general, and that's the only probable cause that you have,
right,
to pursue is not going to really get you anywhere.
Right. But I got another question for you.
Yeah.
If I take my cell phone and I duct tape it to my head, can I still use it?
I don't know. That'd be your defense in court. That'd be pretty funny, though.
I'd have to walk into court like that.
That probably could be a defense, and I think if you did that, not only would the person get a laugh, I think the judge would too.
All right, buddy. Be safe out there, dude.
Hey, you too, and hey, thanks for the show, brother.
Thanks for calling, man. All right, there he goes, everybody. A lot of cops listen to this show. Let's talk to Helen in Los Angeles, show 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
This is how I sum up that law. I will drive and speak on the cell phone until I wrap my car around a tree and they pry it from my cold, dead hand.
All right, very good. All right, thanks, Helen. David on the 405, you're on the air.
Hey, Conway, you're a big stud.
Ah, thank you, man.
Hey, I just wanted my last legal phone call in my car to be in the fast lane going 55 miles per hour with a phone in my ear.
Good for you.
That's it, man. Take me out Ernie Anderson style.
All right, there he goes, everybody. David on the 405.
It ain't going to get one more listener.
Let's talk to a Bobby on the 91. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Hey. I think you and your dad ought to do a show together, but that's another story.
Thank you. I think we might.
Hey, I'm on the way to Vegas, and I'm trying to juggle a cup of warm pee that's between my legs while I'm trying to talk to you on the phone.
Ah, well, what a special call. Yeah.
Can you do it?
Why don't you go deal with that and give me a shout later? I was never into that move. Driving to Vegas and urinating in a cup. There are plenty of stops and plenty of desert to get out of the car. I mean, what do you have to do? You got to get there 3 minutes before everybody else to start what? To lose another $50 in the video slot machine? I never got that. You know, you're hauling ass. I don't have 3 minutes to take a leak. 3 minutes! Instead, he's got a cup of it. Oh, bubble. Let's talk to Donna in Norco. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to comment on commercial drivers.
Yes.
Actually, they will be allowed to continue using without a hands-free device.
Oh, is that right?
I'm a Teamster, and the Teamster sent postings to us with the correct wordage on it. And as long as you're using it commercially, you can still hold the phone.
Okay, so let me see if I got this straight. If a man is driving a Prius at 5 miles an hour without a hands free, he gets a ticket. But if a guy is driving down the 710 freeway with 3,000 with 3,000 gallons of gas in his tanker, he can use it.
Exactly.
Very
makes
good.
A lot of sense.
Perfect sense. It makes it's perfect sense for the state of California that if you're driving an oil tanker or a gas tanker, you can use your cell phone. But a guy moving 3 miles an hour in a Prius is going to get nailed. Folks, it's time to leave the state of California. Don't you understand that? Don't you understand the time has come? It's time to leave! The state is being run by lunatics. And they're going to make your life a living hell. Every single year, it's going to get worse. It is time to move to another country. It is time to move to Mexico. Gas is $2.50 a gallon down there. And you get better weed. Why not leave? Oh, boom, boom. All right. We got the news at 9 o'clock coming up with Gina Grant. A little sampler for us. What's going on?
Well, Devo is not so happy with the Happy Meal, and a San Francisco woman learns the hard way not to give out her phone number.
Oh,
this and more after the break.
All right. The top 10 things coming up on Letterman. The top 10 things you don't want to hear at the beach. It's the David Letterman top 10 list. It's always very funny. And we'll come back and give you that news, man. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
And it's 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When she is